case number 27048. Will all interested parties please come forward?
Thank you, Madam Examiner. Wade Mann, P.O. Box 2798, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing in this case on behalf of Whiting Oil and Gas Corporation. And again, I will have the same three witnesses testify in this case.
The witnesses are again reminded that they are still under oath, and we can begin with Mr. Kruljack.
All right, Chance, why don't you identify your land exhibits for this proposed 2560?
Okay, exhibit L1 is locator map of North Dakota with Stark County shown in gray, and the Dickinson Field outlined in red, and Township 140 North and 7 West shown. Exhibit L2.1 is a land plat of a proposed 2,560 acre spacing unit covering sections 14, 15, 22, and 23 of 140 North, 97 West. Whiting working interest in this new proposed unit is 44.09%. And a spreadsheet of the breakdown of the underlying unit and the new proposed unit is shown on the next page.
Sure. I have no further questions. I would offer the land exhibits.
The land exhibits are accepted. This time, does the staff have any questions?
Chance, again, in this case, less than 50% interest, but you'll work with the other working interest owners on operatorship, correct?
Correct.
Thanks.
If no further questions of this witness, we will move next to Mr. Helix.
Okay. Michael, let's go through the geology for this 2560, beginning with your structure map.
Okay. The structure map is again drawn on the top of the upper Bakken shale with a 20-foot contour interval. And the current development portion of the Zenith and Green River fields is shown. And I apologize. It looks like the labels for my cross-section are misplaced, but the location of that cross-section is shown with that red line.
I only have a type log.
Okay.
Which case are you on? 27048? Is that the exhibits you have in front of you?
I think I skipped ahead one. My apologies.
Okay, we're looking at 14, 15, 22, and 23. That's the 2560 we're talking about.
Okay.
Do you have that now?
Yes, I have that now.
Okay.
So, the structure map is as I described on the top of the upper Bakken shale, the 20-foot contour interval. And then the location of the type log for this portion of the field is shown.
Okay.
And then G2 is that type log, and it shows the various stratigraphic units that comprise the Bakken pool, which we believe are present and continuous across this unit.
Sure.
And our target will once again be the first inch of the Three Forks.
Okay. I have no further questions. I'd offer G1 and G2.
G1 and G2 are accepted. Questions from staff? Seeing no questions from staff, we will move on to the last witness, Mr. Betts.
Okay, Ben, take us through your exhibits, starting with E1.1, and describe your development plan.
Okay. E1.1 is a map depicting the location of the planned leafline well for the 25-acre spacing unit, consisting of sections 14, 15, 22, and 23 of 140 North. 97 West.
And Ben, again on this one, it looks like it seems to suggest that might be a middle Bakken well, but that's not correct. It's Three Forks as the target. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. And then how about the reservoir and the economics?
Exhibit 2.1 is an engineering exhibit for the development of the proposed 2560 acre spacing unit. I estimate the oil IP is approximately 20 million barrels. The well and proposed 2560 acre spacing unit are expected to recover approximately 284,000 stock tanks of oil, assuming an oil price of $60 per barrel and a drill and complete investment of $6.86 million. These wells are expected to pay out 40 years.
Okay. And once again, if the 2560 spacing is approved for the lease line well, that would prevent waste and protect correlative rights? Okay, I have no further questions that offer E1.1, E2, and the gas capture affidavit.
The exhibits are accepted. Does staff have any questions? Seeing none, that will conclude the hearing for case number 27048, which was an application for Whiting Oil and Gas Corporation, amending applicable orders for the Dickinson Bakken Pool to establish a 2560-acre spacing unit, since I forgot to read that in at the beginning of that hearing.